The Columbia Festival of the Arts is going to be holding their 31st annual festival through Saturday, June the 30th, kicking off with a Lakefest free weekend, June the 15th, 16th and 17th at various venues around Columbia. And I have in the WBJC studio the director of the Columbia Festival of the Arts, David Phillips. Thank you so much for coming in. Welcome.
Thank you for having us here.
I want to start out with the other Mozart, because since we are a classical music station, this is, I think, an intriguing way to start for us.
Sure. Well, the other Mozart is a one-woman play, and it's been well received across the country. It is about Mozart's sister, Nannerl. She was a little older than Mozart, and this play is going to be a revealing experience for people who love music and for people who love theater.
So theater is just one aspect of what you offer for this festival. What are some of the other highlights?
We have a number of films during the festival. After the Lakefest weekend, which is at the Columbia Lakefront on the 15th, 16th, and 17th, we have One Man Dark Night, a humorous Batman parody at Howard Community College on June 23rd. But we have several films. We have a wonderful short film called Main Girls on June 23rd at 2 o'clock, followed by the Sprout Film Festival, which is June 23rd at 4 o'clock. The Sprout films are co-sponsored with us by the ARC of Howard County and the Howard County Autism Society, and they are very beautiful films from 4 minutes to 12 minutes that are very revealing about life and about people's special needs and people who care for them.
So the 31st annual festival, what is the ethos of this festival for somebody who has never been to it before?
The festival originated 50 years ago as Columbia's annual birthday party. And after 20 years of having a birthday party, it was becoming so very popular that community leaders, including then Dr. Michael Hickey, was superintendent of the school, said, let's have a full-blown arts festival here in our new community, which was then 20 years old. It had evolved then at that time to a festival that had artists selling their paintings and sculptures at the lakefront, food at the festival. There's a lake stage that has a number of different bands coming throughout the evening, Friday, all day Saturday, and all day Sunday. Sunday is Father's Day, and we have bands from Glenel High School, from Centennial High School, and from Wild Lake High School. A wonderful new group called the Maryland Winds will be performing, and it's a wonderful celebration of our community and of arts in Columbia.
This is a really wonderful grab bag of the arts, and it is the Columbia Festival of the Arts, which will be launching their 31st annual festival this weekend, June 15th, 16th, and 17th, with their Lakefest free weekend. And then the festival itself runs through Saturday, June the 30th, at various venues around Columbia. For any information, you can go on their website, columbiafestival.org. And it's been such a pleasure to speak with their director, David Phillips. Thank you so much. Have a great time.
Thank you very much.